This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The search is on for a new Lower Kuskokwim School District superintendent. The school board met in executive session last night to narrow its search down to the final candidates. Before going behind closed doors, the board worked out a plan for 3 days of visits, interviews, and tours of some of the school district's schools for the finalists they choose for the superintendent job. The board also decided to invite its two student representatives to participate in the board's interviews with the finalists. This past fall, Lower Kuskokwim School District Superintendent Dan Walker announced his intention to retire after 28 years at the district, having come up through the ranks as a principal before taking the helm of the sprawling district along the Lower Kuskokwim River. In public health news, Tuntutuliuk wants all its stray dogs gone, so the traditional council is working with Bethel Friends of Canine and Alaskan Animal Rescue Friends to catch them all in a first-of-its-kind effort. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger has the story.
Jesslyn Elliott says, if you want to keep your dog in Tuntutuliuk, you need to lock it up.
You know, keep it tied up or inside, you know, so that we don't think it's a stray dog.
Elliot is coordinating an ambitious project with Bethel Friends of Canines and Alaskan Animal Rescue Friends. Volunteers will head to Tuntutuliuk on January 31st to remove all the stray dogs and put them up for adoption. Stray dogs are a well-known problem in villages. Teresa Quiner is the vice president of Bethel Friends of Canines.
You know, people don't have ready access to spay-neuter services, and so, I mean, the inevitable result is that there's a lot of puppies being born.
While Bethel Friends of Canines has removed stray dogs from villages before, the organization has never done anything on this scale. Quiner and Elliott say that the village traditional council contacted them to remove the dogs. Elliott says it's taking all kinds of partners, from airlines to veterinarians, to make this happen.
Like, I mean, I don't know where we would be with, honestly, without Raven and Grant. They help out so much.
Raven, Grant, and Northern Air Cargo are flying in kennels and donating space to fly the stray dogs to Anchorage. Other volunteers will help vaccinate the animals. But it still requires a lot of money. The two organizations are using a fundraising website. After being caught and vaccinated, only some of the dogs will find a home in Bethel, and most will head to Anchorage.
It's such a high volume of dogs that we're expecting to bring in that we'll probably ship most of them directly to our rescue partners in Anchorage.
Meanwhile, Bethel Friends of Canines is also putting up a spay-neuter clinic in Tuntutuliuk during the first week of March. But these aren't the only efforts. Last year, a grant from a nonprofit provided support for veterinarian care in Bethel and established a mobile clinic for villages in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Quiner and Elliott say that the other villages who wish to remove their stray dogs the way Tuntutuliuk plans to just have to contact Bethel Friends of Canines on its website or Facebook page. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Turning to sports, while mushers rest and recover from the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race, KYUK's reporters are doing the same. But before the K300 race started, the station's veteran journalists sat down to reflect on the joys and challenges of following the Kusko. As KYUK's Laura Craigle reports, the conversation unfolded during a special talk show.
I bet a lot of you recognize that tune that we just played.
The old K300 hymn.
Haven't heard it in a year.
The reporters who gathered for the show should be familiar to most KYUK listeners. They've all been covering the race for decades.
I'm Angela Denning, and I'm joined here in the KYUK studio with Shane Iverson.
Hello.
Atmuk Lillian Michael.
Hello.
And Will Peterson.
Good afternoon.
The group says their goal has always been to bring the race to life for listeners, whether it involves an exciting close finish or a controversial rule change. Between news stories, checkpoint trail reports, and live interviews at the finish line, they've spoken with the mushing greats.
Rick Swenson, who at the time was kind of the man from the mountain in this sport, if he burped, everybody felt that they needed to burp.
They've faced all kinds of weather.
I remember Ed Eaton having some story about his like dog team doing circles, kind of like swimming in circles.
And they've documented the race as it's grown and evolved.
I think that was before trackers, too. So we just had no idea who was finishing when.
Over the last decade, Shane Iverson says adding GPS trackers to musher sleds has helped KYUK to expand its coverage beyond checkpoint arrival times and drop dog numbers.
And now, with the trackers, you generally got a good feeling of how the race is going. So now we spend even more time trying to get the backstory, trying to look at the dogs, trying to fill in that color to take people into the race.
That color is key, says Will Peterson, because anything can happen during the K300, and it usually does.
You go up river and you come back, so we kind of know the basis of it. But something is going to be different. Something's going to happen that's going to blow us all away or surprise us, and I think that's why everybody keeps coming back.
KYUK will be back next year with comprehensive coverage of the 2021 Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race. But until then, happy trails. In Bethel, I'm Laura Craigle.
Lastly, basketball. Galena girls and boys won both their matches with Antioch yesterday in the Donlin Gold Invitational Basketball Tournament. The Galena boys won with 82 points to Antioch's 24. The Antioch girls did a bit better with a tally of 28 against the Galena girls' 81 points. The Bethel girls' varsity team then won against the Reddington girls' team 46-41. Bethel boys beat the Reddington boys 68-34. KYUK continues to provide live broadcast this evening when the Bethel boys and girls team face off against Scammon Bay. The tournament resumes tonight at Bethel Regional High School. Bethel boys play the Scammon Bay boys at 6:30 p.m. Then at 8 p.m., the Bethel girls play the Scammon Bay girls. Tomorrow, you can tune into the playoffs beginning Saturday morning at 10 a.m. when the teams play off for fifth place in both the girls and boys division. The tournament continues into the afternoon with the battle for third place and ends Saturday evening with the top teams competing for the Donlin Gold Invitational Championship. The girls' championship game begins at 6:30 p.m., followed by the boys at 8 p.m. Catch all the action here on KYUK. And thank you for listening to KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org, and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.